Let's talk energy. And a report released last week, as I mentioned, by the University of Cape Town's Energy Research Center has shown that government's planned independent power producer coal plants, that is the Thabametsi and Khanyisa, will in fact cost South Africa an additional 19.6 billion rand compared to a leased cost energy system. Robin Huger, who is attorney and program head where at the Pollution and Climate Change Center for Environmental Rights, joins you this morning to explain a little bit more about this. A very good morning, Robin. How are you doing this morning?
Thanks, Abungile. I'm fine, thanks. Thanks for inviting me.
Robin, first of all, before we try to get an understanding, maybe you and, you know, the Center for Environmental Rights, who are you? What do you do?
With pleasure. We activist lawyers, and we help communities and civil society organizations fight for our constitutional right to a healthy environment. So we do that by advocating and litigating for environmental justice. And then with Groundwork and Earth Life Africa, we form the Life After Coal campaign. And that aims to discourage the development of new coal-fired power stations and mines, reduce emissions from existing coal infrastructure, and essentially encourage a coal phase-out so we can have a just transition to sustainable energy systems for the people.
Let's talk about these new power plants that government is talking about, that is Thabametsi and Khanyisa. You're saying it's, or rather, the report is saying that this will cost us 20 billion to get these things, and we don't actually need them. And, you know, they will contribute to the greenhouse gas emissions. If so, why is government investing then in these coal-fired plants?
It's really difficult for us to understand why the Minister of Energy on Friday at an energy sector engagement reiterated government's intention to proceed with the procurement of this really expensive, dirty electricity. Despite this, there's really compelling evidence about the disastrous impact these plants would have for South Africa. So first of all, coal has very devastating impacts on human health, on air quality, on water, on soil, and on our climate. Actually, burning fossil fuels is the largest single source of global greenhouse gas emissions. And we, as the Life After Coal campaign, have been doing everything we can to highlight these risks, opposing every other licensing processes for these two stations. One is in Lephalale, one is in Emalahleni. Lephalale is an extremely water-scarce area. When you burn coal to produce electricity, that's very water-intensive. And both stations are in what are called priority areas for air pollution because air quality is so poor in those areas. And air pollution has really severe impacts on human health.
Now, let me play devil's advocate here, where, you know, we are human beings. We need energy. We need we need this fuel. And so if you are saying this is not the way to go and government is saying this is the way to go, what then is the solution to our energy crisis?
So all credible modeling, and I'm talking about CSIR, Energy Research Center, they show that because we've got such a large surplus of generation capacity, these coal IPPs are simply unnecessary to meet demand and ensure security of electricity supply. Where we do need future capacity, this is met much more cheaply, quickly, and flexibly, and with far fewer harmful impacts from sources like wind, solar PV, and potentially flexible gas generation. The report didn't look at what got an increasing future potential, which is battery storage and flexible demand response. But we're in a position where we no longer have to choose between cheap electricity and clean electricity, because for some time now, renewable energy has been substantially cheaper than new coal-fired power. So we've got several options.
All right. And when we talk about this, Robin, I mean, we're just running out of time. What are we missing here? What am I missing as a normal, you know, as a civilian, as a normal South African? I'm looking and I'm saying government is saying perhaps we need nuclear energy or we need coals. And you are saying, you know, that's not the best way to go. We've got so many options available to us. What are we missing? If you, you've got the platform, what would your message be to the Cape Talk listeners when it comes to this issue?
What we really need for the integrated resource plan, so that's the least cost plan for electricity. We need the plan that protects South African environmental rights. It looks at all the costs of the options on water, health, and climate. And we really think that the minister needs to cancel these two coal IPPs because they're simply not in the public interest and they shouldn't go ahead.
And in terms of that, any support that you're garnering and how, I mean, if people wanted to be part of this conversation and continue the fight with you, is there anywhere where they can go to find more information?
There's a lot of information on both of our websites, cer.org.za and Life After Coal. Those are our two websites where there's a lot of information about these and other battles against coal and.
All right, certainly going to be an interesting one, I tell you, because, I mean, there's also these fears about nuclear energy. Could that possibly be the answer? I'm asking the obvious.
This modeling, Abungile, also looks at new nuclear energy, and it says we don't need either new coal or new nuclear energy. So it's clear from the experts that we don't need either of those sources of electricity. What we need is to make decisions on South Africa's energy mix with full transparency, within a fair process, using accurate current data, and really looking at what's in the best interest of all South Africans, and that is neither new coal nor new nuclear energy.
Well, I can tell you, if there's 19.68 billion rand involved, I can see why maybe. We're talking about coal right now. Robin, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. We look forward to chatting with you in the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Robin Hugo, who was an attorney and program head at Pollution and Climate Change, the Center for Environmental Rights. 29